Sitting down with us right now is Chris Devlin, or Devin, excuse me, a 48-year-old who is dealing with multiple myeloma, and Dr. Paul Richardson, who we see every year.
There he is.
Dr. Paul is with us again. Guys, good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Chris, where does your story begin?
I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma 4 years ago, and It was a situation where I was having significant headaches, and it was right in the middle of the pandemic. Not a headache guy, so it kind of threw me off, and saw my primary care physician. He diagnosed me with occipital neuralgia, which is a nerve condition caused by stress. And I said, all right, I only got four kids. We're in the middle of a pandemic. It must be stress, and just kind of let it go. Fast forward, middle of July, kept going, had just this gut feeling to come into the city. Went into the emergency room on July 9th, 2020, and left that day finding out that my body was covered in cancer, which was a pretty crazy day.
Wow. That is so a big chunk of time passed because technically misdiagnosed,
right?
In the middle of COVID, which I'm sure.
You couldn't see doctors. You couldn't see anybody.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, the fact that this crazy situation, life-changing situation in your life was going on with so many crazy limitations and obstacles to get through.
Right. So we made it, just grateful. Long story short, that I ended up at Brigham and Women's, which led me next door to Dana Farber.
When this guy rolls in, are you like, okay, we're going to be best friends?
I knew we were in great hands from the day I met him. Yep. It's been amazing.
Chris, I think in fairness, Chris was incredibly courageous through that time. And again, unfortunately, in a younger person, multiple myeloma is not common. So especially during that time, to be fair, I think, you know, a non-specific set of symptoms from his primary care physician who made a very reasonable sort of assessment of, what could this be? This is sometimes the challenge with myeloma. It's a complex blood cancer, and it can present in very different ways. I mean, the good news is that we were able to get ahead of things with Chris quickly. Thank goodness he came to us, you know, to Brigham first, then through Dana-Farber. And we've had an amazing journey together, bringing his, he's got what's called a high-risk myeloma. It's a myeloma. There are many different sort of biologies a myeloma under one umbrella, and unfortunately Chris's myeloma is one of the more aggressive and more dangerous varieties because it carries with it a genetic marker that predicts for very aggressive disease. And the very good news is we've been able with our modern treatments to bring Chris's disease rapidly into remission, minimize his hospitalizations, and use state-of-the-art therapy to be 4 years later sitting here with you and really sharing that Chris is amazing. He runs his business full on. He's a wonderful father, great husband, four kids, Murphy the dog.
Yeah.
Everything's going full on.
Gotta throw the dog in there.
And he doesn't miss a trick.
Well, Dr. Richardson, I do want to ask you, you mentioned that myeloma is a blood cancer, right?
Yeah.
So to me, I think of, all right, well, blood runs through your body. How are you ever going to fix this? How do you get to a point with a blood cancer to where you're cured and you're normal? It almost sounds impossible to me.
Well, unfortunately, in myeloma, I wish I could tell you that it is curable. As Chris and I have discussed many times, I can't tell you myeloma is curable. I think we can control it over prolonged periods of time. Years ago, not so long ago, most people unfortunately could only enjoy about 2 to 3 years of survival with this disease, 3 to 5 if they were younger and were able to undergo a thing called a stem cell transplant. Nowadays, 20 years forward, survivorship's 10, 15, 20 years. And in fact, one of my patients I had the privilege for caring for had 30 years of survival.
Wow.
And unfortunately, how he passed was not his myeloma. It was a complication of a stem cell transplant he'd had before where he developed a secondary leukemia. So in that spirit, not that transplants, if you need them, are key.
Right.
So I'm not, please don't misunderstand that, but looking to the future, we're trying to minimize that kind of strategic loss, if you will, tactical gain, strategic loss. So thinking very much for Chris, we had this strategic vision of how could we best manage his myeloma with a long-term view as a young father, a young husband. How can we look to a 20, 30-year horizon for Chris, if at all possible? And I believe we're on track for that, all things being equal, recognizing that we face challenges and there are always uncertainties. But Chris has been been through a thing called a CAR-T therapy, using a state-of-the-art platform called Siltacell, in which the T cells are taken out of his body, educated, taught how to attack the myeloma, given back to the to him, and then in that context, these programmed T cells go to where they're supposed to and wipe out his myeloma. So Chris, right now, having had this journey so far, sits with us in complete remission, call MRD negative. And the only issue we have is he's got a little bit of blood in the eye, and it's not because he forgot something on the grocery list.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Make him a cool story.
It looks badass. Yeah. he won the parking spot.
He won the parking spot.
That's the way. Yeah.
Competing with Pavel Zaka.
Should have seen the other guy. Oh, there he is.
He's a little guy. Don't worry about it.
He's just on a blood thinner, and we just talked about that. We're going to take a break from that.
Well, last question for me. When you're here, I'm listening to him talk, and he's like, we're just going to take T cells out. We're going to teach him a lesson. Teach him how you're going to do this now. And they're like, no. And they're like, no, you're going to do this. So they educate them. It's amazing to hear, like, this is possible to give you the best prognosis long term, which is obviously why we're here with all these great, you know, innovations. It's just, does it blow your mind?
Telling him, yeah, I got 50 more in me. I'm almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
My wife will bust my chops. You have 2 years left. I'm 48, 49 next month. But what's truly been amazing for me is to watch the progression just over the past 4 years. It's truly amazing to see how far the research and the treatments have come, which really gives me hope. Like I said, I'm going 50 more, so we got to figure this out. We are going to find a cure, and that's the purpose of this stuff. Like, it really makes a difference. You know, we've done a lot of fundraising personally for it, and, you know, at first I thought, oh, we can't raise that much money because it's just a small group, but like every dollar counts. It really does. And these guys are doing amazing things. And every time I go into Dana-Farber, which is weekly, it blows my mind to be sitting, you know, on the second floor where the blood draw is, and, you know, there's a room filled with 100 people, and you just meet so many people from all over the world. And we're so lucky to have this right in our backyards here in Boston. It's truly a blessing.
Yeah. When people say truly life-saving, it really is.
It is
truly life-saving, having the great facilities that we have here in our city. Chris Devon and, of course, Dr. Paul Richardson. We get to see him every year. Well, one of our favorites.
Yep.
No, it's my privilege, guys. I'm truly a privilege to be here. I just want a big shout-out to Chris and his family and his friends, because they do a thing called the Derby Dash. They do a Derby Dash, and they raise money during the Kentucky Derby. Very special to us, because you may remember the amazing R.J. Corman, who came to visit some years ago with me, the guy with the Brioni jacket. Amazing guy. Anyway, small coincidence, but Chris raises on Derby Day, which was one of Rick's great events, actually, down in Nicholasville, in Churchill Downs in Lexington, Kentucky. Basically, they do a Derby Dash. They raise a ton of money from their community, which I think is so special. And then I think one of your buddies just did...
Aidan Flanagan just fought Haymakers for Hope and raised another $26,000.
Whoa! Amazing!
All right!
So, yeah.
We're so grateful.
Shout out to Birdman.
Grassroots and very personal commitment, and our commitment back to Chris and his family is exactly that.
No, it's great stuff. And Chris and Dr. Richardson, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming by. Thank you for your story. We appreciate it, Doctor.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
Thank you
if you're going to get 50, what does he have to get to see it?
He's coming with me. He's my lead horse. So.
I love that it says Derby instead of Derby. I love that. It tickles me too. I love it. All right, we'll have an updated total when we come back from Fenway Park for the NESN WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.